This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday made Donald Trump the first U.S. president ever to be impeached twice, formally charging him with inciting an insurrection in a vote held a week after a violent mob of his supporters besieged the Capitol. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He must go.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged colleagues to search their souls before the vote, accusing the president of inciting an armed mob to storm the Capitol last week and declaring him a clear and present danger. But with the nation reeling and the president due to leave in just a week, Republican Tom McClintock and others argued impeaching him now serves no purpose.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act.
Actually, removing the president from office before Joe Biden's inaugurated seems unlikely. Mitch McConnell's spokesman says the Senate GOP leader will not bring the Senate back early for a trial. When it happens, McConnell is not ruling out voting to convict the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
After last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol, Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser says she is asking people to attend next week's inauguration virtually rather than coming to the mall in person.
And we know that is the right choice and the best way to keep everyone safe.
The mayor says the city has also discussed with the U.S. Department of Interior the cancellation of public gathering permits in the days before and after the event. Those discussions are ongoing. Last week's mob attack on the Capitol starkly highlighted a long-standing local security paradox. The District of Columbia government lacks authority over much of the area within its borders. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says two cases of coronavirus with the United Kingdom variant have been reported in New York City. One of the two people had traveled to Britain. 10 other cases of the variant have been reported in New York State. De Blasio urged the federal government to ban travel from the United Kingdom, saying he has proof positive that the variant was brought into the city via travel.
Someone who was in the UK has brought the variant back here. We need that stopped. Flights from the United Kingdom should be canceled immediately by the federal government.
The update comes as New York continues to see thousands of new COVID-19 cases every day. Japan has expanded a coronavirus state of emergency for 7 more regions, affecting more than half the population amid a surge in infections across the country. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The government is asking bars and restaurants in 7 prefectures to close by 8 p.m., employers to have 70% of their staff work from home, and residents in the affected areas to avoid going out for non-essential purposes. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also says Japan will fully ban foreign visitors while the state of emergency is in place. Suga has been criticised as being too slow to act as the country's number of reported coronavirus infections and deaths roughly doubled over the past month to about 300,000 and 4,100. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China has recorded the biggest daily jump in COVID cases in more than 5 months, despite 4 cities in lockdown. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
New infections have raised worries about a second wave in the country that has mostly contained the disease. 28 million people are under home quarantine. Hebei province that surrounds Beijing accounted for 90% of the cases and has put 3 cities, Shijiazhuang, Qingtai and Langfang, into lockdown. Beijing city authorities have also stepped up screening and prevention measures to prevent another cluster from developing there. Meanwhile, with next month's Lunar New Year approaching, China's state planning agency has said it expects travel during the holiday to be markedly lower than normal, and many provinces have asked migrant workers to refrain from traveling during the break.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The United States on Wednesday blacklisted 2 Iranian foundations controlled by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and their subsidies. The sanctions reinforce the maximum pressure campaign on Iran pursued by the Trump administration. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.